Are you creative? Unless you work in the arts, you may not think you are. But of course, creativity is a valuable trait in almost every field, from science and engineering to management and education. How to access and hone your own creativity is the subject of the new book, The Creativity Leap: Unleash Curiosity, Improvisation, and Intuition at Work by Natalie Nixon. Natalie is a creativity strategist, a regular contributor to Inc. magazine, and the editor of Strategic Design Thinking. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
Hi, I'm Natalie Nixon, the CEO of Figure Eight Thinking and a creativity strategist known as the creativity whisperer to the C-suite. I help companies connect the dots between creativity and business impact through my speaking, writing, and advisory work. In other words, I help people embrace the gray and the ambiguity to go from a fuzzy concept or a question to an actionable product, service, or experience. Today, I'm excited to share five insights from my book, The Creativity Leap: Unleash Curiosity, Improvisation, and Intuition at Work. My book offers two compelling and overarching concepts. First, that creativity is not a nice to have. It's not woo-woo. It's a must have and an imperative for right now and for the future of work. Second, that to be human is to be hardwired to be creative, because creativity is our ability to toggle between wonder and rigor to solve problems, generate meaning, and produce novel value. When viewed in that way, you realize that it's not only artists and designers who are creative. Let's begin. Insight number one, toggling between wonder and rigor is a competency. Creativity must be understood not as a rare gift possessed by an anointed select few, but as a skill that can be cultivated and nurtured through practice. Creativity integrates wonder, the capacity to explore new possibilities through awe, dreaming and daydreaming, audacious curiosity, and pausing, because it's impossible to wonder when you're going 80 miles an hour, and rigor, the discipline to bring these possibilities to fruition through focus, time on task, and skill mastery. Rigor is not particularly sexy, and it's often a solitary venture. Wonder is found in the midst of rigor, and rigor cannot be sustained without wonder. It's not only individuals who can apply this toggling, it's also your teams, so that organizations develop a creative competency. If you think about creativity in this way, then you soon realize that the best coders, attorneys, CFOs, plumbers, teachers, project managers, and artists are super creative. In The Creativity Leap, I share very practical techniques that you can use to enhance your creative skills. Techniques such as engaging in question storming, applying lateral thinking, and embracing diverse perspectives outside of your organization and even outside of your sector. These practices will help you and your organization develop a robust creative competency, crucial for problem solving and for generating value in today's fast-paced world. Insight number two, creativity leaps are essential. A leap in creativity isn't just a small step. It's an exponential jump that bridges the gap between the current state and potential future innovations. Creativity leaps are essential because they represent the mechanism through which new and innovative ideas come to life. They challenge the status quo and push boundaries, allowing individuals and organizations to transition from mundane, outdated methods to vibrant, effective new strategies. Such leaps start with envisioning something just out of reach, and it requires the bravery to jump toward it despite potential barriers. The blend of wonder and rigor involves dreaming of what could be and meticulously planning how to achieve it. You must have a balance between wonder, which asks, what if, and rigor, which plans and executes. Wonder fuels our vision. It keeps us optimistic and it propels us forward, while rigor ensures that we are grounded enough to make our leap effective and attainable. The real-world examples from various industries From technology startups to educational reforms, the creativity leap demonstrates how fostering an environment that embraces these leaps lead to innovative breakthroughs, such as the development of new technologies or revolutionary business models. The book illustrates that creativity leaps require dreamy and audacious risks combined with calculated and disciplined advances for innovation. Insight number three, organizations need the three I's to consistently create. It's not enough for me to say, go ahead, toggle between wonder and rigor to solve problems and off you go. There you are, you're creative. No, that's not quite enough. How do you consistently and sustainably toggle between wonder and rigor? That requires a framework I developed called the 3I Creativity Framework. It includes inquiry, improvisation, and intuition. The first I is inquiry. Inquiry is about your ability to ask new, different, and better sorts of questions. This comes with practice. In an organizational environment, cultivating a culture that normalizes asking questions instead of viewing asking questions as punitive is absolutely key. The second I is improvisation. It's all about becoming much more experimental by building prototypes. Prototypes are rough draft, ugly mock-ups of an idea, and they enable you to fail fast and early without huge investments of money or time. The third I is intuition. Yep, I said it, intuition. Intuition is not something we talk about in business school, med school, or law school, yet every successful leader I've ever worked with endorses the role of their intuition, following that nudge, which results in incredible breakthroughs. Intuition is pattern recognition, and it's like a muscle or a sonar. The more you use it, the stronger and clearer it gets. And the more you ignore it, the flabbier and dimmer it will become. So apply the three I's, inquiry, improvisation, and intuition, so that you and your team will consistently toggle between wonder and rigor to solve problems and produce novel value and meaning. Insight number four, creativity is the engine for innovation. Innovation is nothing without creativity. In fact, creativity is the engine for innovation. Let's first think about how we might define an innovation. So I define an innovation as an invention converted into scalable value. Only until a one-off invention delivers scalable social value or financial or cultural value does it become an innovation. So for example, in the early years of COVID, let's say it was around 2021, I walked into a post office and at the register area, at the window, I saw a container full of cotton swabs or Q-tips. And I asked the postal officer, the postal worker, what's up with the Q-tips? Why are those there? And she explained to me that in consideration of people who wanted to really remain contactless in these early years of the pandemic, that they put out these cotton swabs so people could use those to key in their PIN code when they were ready to pay for stamps or for anything that they were shipping. Now, that was pretty cool. That was a cool inventive hack. But those cotton swabs that allowed people to type in their PIN code, that wasn't yet an innovation. Fast forward to 6 months later, and I receive a catalog from a marketing materials company. And in it, they included a sample of this metal object that looked partly like a key ring. It had a bit of a hook at one end and a pointer. It turned out this was to help people open door handles when you're entering a public building, as well as to type in your PIN code in a keypad. So now we're talking about an innovation because this is now a scalable object that is meeting people's emotional needs to want to remain healthy and to avoid germs. So that's just one concrete example of what I mean about how an innovation is an invention converted into scalable value. So it requires us to build the creative competency of us as individuals, of our teams, and of our organization, that's how you go from a one-off invention to a scalable innovation. If you want to consistently and sustainably innovate, you must commit to building the creative capacity of yourself, those on your team, and your organization. And the Creativity Leap will give you practical guidance on how to build organizational innovation through creativity. Insight number 5, boost your CQ. Just as people have an IQ, or a quotient of intelligence, and an EQ, also known as emotional intelligence, which was, by the way, a term that entered the popular culture only in the 1980s, you also have a CQ. And your CQ is your quotient or proportion of creativity. So you absolutely can cultivate, enhance, and build upon your CQ. It requires a series of mindset shifts. Visualize 5 concentric circles. At the core, in the center circle, is gratitude. That's right, gratitude. One of the reasons you must practice gratitude in order to build your CQ, or your quotient of creativity, is because gratitude is the beginning of your ability to become a systems designer. When we're grateful for the smallest of things, we understand our interconnectivity to others. For example, take an ordinary pen. It could be lying right near you right now. Someone had to design the pen. Engineers were responsible for the material science development. There were people and machinery at a factory that manufactured the pen. Logistics experts delivered the pen to a warehouse and a retailer near you. You need to be literate in order to use the pen, and you also need money in order to purchase the pen. All of these inputs are things for which you can be super grateful. The second layer of the concentric circle after gratitude is humility. Because once you realize all of the interrelated inputs that made that pen possible, it really helps to put yourself in perspective and to become more humble about your place in the grand scheme of things. Humility then leads to the third concentric circle, curiosity. Because when we are humbled, there's no shame to our game, and we have the courage to raise our hand and ask different sorts of questions. We understand that our ignorance is actually the beginning of discovery. After curiosity comes the fourth concentric circle, empathy. Now, empathy is something that so many leaders talk about today as a leadership skill, and it is, and I'm glad that they're talking about it. But the precedent to empathy is curiosity. And that's because you cannot empathize with a soul until you're able to ask simple questions such as, why do they do it that way and not our way? Or why do they sit over there and not over here? Finally, empathy leads to action. Actions that lead us to envision and create better products, services, and experiences that will enhance the world around us. So, you can see how important it is to build your creativity quotient. Gratitude, humility, curiosity, empathy, and finally, action are the key components to your CQ. So, those are my 5 insights from the Creativity Leap. And just to recap, they were insight number 1, toggling between wonder and rigor is a competency. Insight number 2, creativity leaps are essential. Insight number 3, organizations need the 3 I's to consistently create, and that's inquiry, improvisation, and intuition. Insight number 4, creativity is the engine for innovation. And insight number 5, boost your CQ. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Natalie. That was 5 big ideas from The Creativity Leap, Unleash Curiosity, Improvisation, and Intuition at Work by Natalie Nixon. You might also want to check out our book bite for Which Way is North? A Creative Compass for Makers, Marketers, and Mystics by Will Cady. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.